and with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Jesus had washed the disciples' feet, he said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, no slave is greater than his master, nor any messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you understand this, blessed are you if you do it. I am not speaking of all of you. I know those for whom I have chosen. But so the scripture might be fulfilled, the one who ate my food has raised his heel against me. From now on, I am telling you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe that I am. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord.
This gospel is a beautiful reminder that as disciples, we're called to have the charism of being hospitable to one another. Receive me, and whoever receives the one who sent me. So in other words, when we're kind to each other, when we greet each other, when we welcome each other with a smile, we ask each other how we're doing, we're striving to be the face of Jesus to one another. One of the greatest compliments that any of us could receive is that when people leave from us, they could say, "You know what? I think I encountered Jesus Christ today." I don't want any of us people to leave us and say, "Wow, that was the meanest Catholic I ever encountered." Hospitality, kindness, taking the time to get to know one another. That's what Jesus is talking about in this gospel today. It's about walking with each other and building relationships up. So remember that today, when people start to drive you crazy, and when you get cut off of the road, that part of our mission as a disciple is to meet people for where they are. So let's just think of one person right now, maybe in our life journey, that we're maybe struggling a little bit with, that we're failing to see the good in, and let's ask Jesus to open our minds and our hearts so that we could receive them as a disciple of Christ.